Almost everyone's been through something really tough. Even though we sometimes anticipate some of these unhappy events, we don't feel as bad about them as much as we thought we would when the event finally does occur. And we don't feel as bad for as long as we thought we would either. This is called impact bias. And let me tell you my friend's story to illustrate this subject. My friend Jack had a relationship with his girlfriend for 5 years. One day, she decided to dump him. Before the fact, he said that her breaking up with him was probably the worst thing he could possibly imagine happening to him. That he would just curl up and die. He was so down, and he was sure that he would lose his will to live. But you know something? He found out different. Sure, he felt bad, but it wasn't the complete devastation that he'd anticipated. In fact, he said that after the shock wore off, there wasn't much left to feel. He found himself laughing at a joke a few days later, and was feeling pretty normal a week after. His life was readjusting, and the sense of loss wore off, and his emotional expectations in that regard became lower, and his needs became more basic. He told me he almost felt like being dumped was a good thing, as he wasn't quite as stressed or anxious as he was before. Now, he couldn't care less about some of these things that he was stressing out about before. He began to enjoy his freedom and wasn't as anxious about anything anymore. He never thought he'd be able to pick himself up and put his life back together again, but he did just that.